W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives failing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas last night.
The resolution is not adopted.
The final vote was 214 to 216. Four Republicans joined Democrats opposing the impeachment.
Mayorkas has not committed a high crime or misdemeanor. They are acting in a political way, and I think in a way that's detrimental to future Republican presidents and administrations.
The vote, a major defeat for House Speaker Mike Johnson.
That's ABC's Ike Kijakji in Washington. Former President Trump's legal team has until Monday to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court following the unanimous D.C. Circuit Court panel ruling that he is not immune from prosecution for his actions while in office and afterwards. The judges rejecting the idea that former presidents are above the law for all time once they leave the White House. Sentencing set for April for Jennifer Crumbly, found guilty on Tuesday of involuntary manslaughter in her child's school shooting. This is ABC News. The IRS now getting more tools to go after people who are behind in their taxes.
If you owe the IRS, it's much more likely you're going to pay, like it or not. Funding from the Inflation Reduction Act has given the tax man more resources to go after overdue and unpaid taxes than in years past. The IRS is expecting to collect over $560 billion in tax revenue by 2034, some of it past due.
ABC's Daria Albinger, and a big team-up's coming in the sports world.
If you're a sports fan who said you'd love to have most of the major sports channels in one streaming platform, then you're in luck. That's exactly what's happening. Combining forces will be ESPN, Fox Sports 1, ABC, Fox, TNT, and TBS. So that's a lot of football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, college sports, and more. It's a team up of Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery. CBS and NBC aren't part of the lineup. No name yet for the new service or price, but we're told it should launch in time for the new NFL season.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson, Disney, the parent company of ABC News. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Republican Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote Wednesday. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to receive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
More changes in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have hired a new linebackers coach. Anthony Campanile spent the last four seasons with the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have named Joe Barry their new linebackers coach. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Ann Arbor to face the Michigan Wolverines. Then on Saturday, they're on the road against Rutgers. NBA, the Bucks losing in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis led the game with 34 points, but the Bucks were shorthanded due to injuries. Strange situation. The NBA named Doc Rivers the head coach of the Eastern Conference team with the upcoming All-Star game, even though Adrian Griffin was the head coach when the team had the second-best record in the conference. Doc Rivers suggesting he give the check and ring to Griffin.
Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. Other than me, maybe I'll send my staff.
Shaq had this to say on TNT.
Like he said, it's one of those quirky things. Accidental. I like his response.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day today. Our high 43 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to 37 tomorrow. Light rain, but mild. 51 will be our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
What's the rush? I for those of you who are listening, Johnny's on the phone with his wife, and they're talking, and like Todd's got his hands up, counting the seconds down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He goes, well, I got to go. So anyway, yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Just jumped right in.
And you know what? Todd's totally fine with it. Todd knows the radio business. Right, Todd?
How many conversations were you having that had a duck out at the last second?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, nice morning out there.
It is.
And 31 tomorrow? In Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 31 in Oshkosh. Yeah. It's supposed to get even warmer, right?
49 tomorrow, maybe 50. And when we talked to Brittany Marlowe, our meteorologist, she thought we could have a record-breaking like 52 on Thursday.
Unbelievable. Still unbelievable.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah. Me too. Now that everybody's pretty much conceded on the winter sports, it's like, can you do? Beats shoveling, beats snow blowing, beats
tell you that's car getting
stuck.
It's not over.
It never is. But anyway, we'll see.
Yes.
See what happens. National Girls and Women in Sports Day today. Congratulations on that. That's a pretty cool thing.
Is that changed or what?
I mean, you and I were like the first classes that had women's sports. At least I was. When I was a junior, I think, in high school, we had our first
basketball
team. Yes. And they wore their gym uniforms.
So I had six sisters, and it just wasn't thing.
Cheerleading was the big thing.
It was. And that was.
I mean, if you were a cheerleader, that was top dog.
And then I think to engage more females than they did the pom-pom squad. You know.
But, say that again?
You know, it's not the cheerleaders. It was like...
Pom?
You know, like...
Okay, the dance team?
The dance, that's what I meant.
Okay, yeah.
The dance team. But they really didn't get into sports till, what was that, 74, 5?
74, 75. Yep, that's when women's sports first started.
Right.
It's amazing how far they've come. I mean, just incredible.
Well, and that Title IX helped a lot when if you had...
Oh, no question. I mean, question.
Get them on the map.
Question. I mean, it changed women's lives. I mean, girls' lives. I mean, it's incredible.
It is. And it's great. Because there's those of us who just have daughters. We like that, but my kids were probably a little more golf and theater. But anyway, still, it's nice to have that option and cheer them on.
Absolutely. Just got this one. The NFL is a coaching fraternity. How can Joe Barry get a job after he coached defense in Green Bay? Plus, he's the run game coordinator. Hey, man, you're exactly right about a fraternity. Doesn't matter. Once you get into that fraternity, you just bounce from team to team to team to team to team. It's absolutely incredible.
They don't need the money.
No, these assistant coaches are pretty well taken care of these days.
So he's going to Miami, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that where that other coach went? He lived on the west side. He's a good guy. He voted for me. I was at his house.
How do you know he voted for you?
Well, yeah, it's true. He told me he did. He was I think he was our offensive coordinator.
Joe Philbin?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Great guy, wasn't he?
Great guy. Wonderful guy. Wonderful, 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 wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a horrible tragedy with his son, of course.
But it's amazing how these guys, they get these million-dollar contracts, and then they got to go work again. I mean, I would move to the M&M Resort. I would move up to Nevada.
Well, I will say this. So I know a lot of guys that go to two places when they retire, Las Vegas and Florida because of the taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the two places. I know so many former players that go to those two states because of the taxes.
Right. Because it's real money and it keeps coming. So,
yeah. But no, these assistant coaches make huge money these days. Everybody in the NFL makes huge money.
They really do.
It's unbelievable.
They really do. And then did you see that, you know, the travel's got to be tough on these kids, but now they're playing that game in Brazil. They really want to be a worldwide, and until jets fly a little bit faster, I just think the time lag, and I don't know.
It's crazy.
You got to come back on what?
And not only that, but some of those field conditions. I remember they were going to play a game in Mexico a few years ago, I think Mexico City, and it was the Cowboys. And the Cowboys took out every single guy that they thought was going to make the team because the field conditions were so terrible. Guys are sliding all over, and they're worried about. Yeah. And you see where the 49ers are complaining about their practice surface in Las Vegas. Yep. And Roger Goodell, who I just think is so arrogant.
Oh,
just so arrogant. He's like, you know what? It's fine. Surface is fine. We had 23 experts look at it. We had the players union look. Everybody look. It's totally fine. And then they did one of those tests where normally it needs to be like around high 70s to 80 as far as firmness and everything. This one tested at 58. Yeah.
You know, I would go to the players. You know what I mean? Like that's, he can bring in all his, you know,
experts.
Suits. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, ask the players what they
want.
You
know what? What's his name? You ever read Phil Mushnick?
No.
Phil Mushnick is a very, very caustic, old school columnist in the New York Post. Okay.
In the Post. Okay.
In the Post.
I don't get that. I get the Times, but okay. Yeah. That's cool.
And he is just really critical on so many things. And he always puts a thing for all the halftime entertainment that they have, okay? What he'll do is he wants to ask Roger Goodell, here, would you do this at your big press conference before the Super Bowl? Would you read the lyrics to some of these songs that your performers are known for?
Awesome.
Here's the lyrics. Would you read them for your nice, family, wholesome entertainment?
Right.
Go ahead. And then also, another thing he gets on here about Roger Goodell is do us another favor. Tell us why, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, gambling was the worst thing. It would end the NFL if there's any sort of gambling. Then all of a sudden, FanDuel and these people come in off of these unbelievable, huge amounts of money. And, you know, I think all our people should gamble during the games. And then we both saw that thing on 60 Minutes.
Right. And just,
so many of these people have developed gambling addictions because it's so easy to just go on your phone and make a bet.
It is unbelievably easy. And it's addicting. I mean, it just is because you just, it's a high you get. And
I might do that this weekend, though.
Yeah, I'm worried about you going. I think this is, I was thinking,
I have no
about
idea
you.
How to do it on a phone. I don't know how to do anything.
Well, you can, but do the sports book up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's dangerous.
It's just coming about the Super Bowl.
I would just give you some advice. So those of you know, John needs to get away, and we all agree, right, Todd? John needs a 3-day getaway. So he's going up.
Wow,
to,
it's not even 3 days, but that's fine. And it's an hour away.
You've been talking about going.
And it's the UP.
What's the name of it? That resort and casino. What's the name?
Island Resort.
Island. And so this is what I would think. I don't know you all that well, but I would first of all give your credit cards to your wife.
Okay.
I would do that right away.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Okay. And you got to get a truce going saying, look, as much as I'm on bended knee and don't give them back. So that's one thing you got to do. The other thing is get your daily allotment, not the weekend allotment because you'll spend it all in a couple hours. So a daily. So if I don't know, how much are you going to lose a day? $100 a day, $200 a day, whatever that is, you need to agree on that and then have a really good time.
That sounds like a great time so far.
I worry about you getting in there. And,
it sounds like coming from experience.
I was
going
to say the same thing, Todd.
You got something you want to tell us?
Where did this all come from all of a sudden?
A lot of counseling. John,
it sounds a little bit like a really overweight guy telling me how to lose weight. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, you win. All right. I want you to have a good time. I want you to come back in a bad mood on Monday. I want you to come back saying, hey, look, hey, lost a little bit, but no, it's entertainment.
I mean, bet
that's
50
the way
bucks.
To look at it.
$50 on the game. That's it. $50.
What are you going to bet?
I don't know yet. I don't know if I'm going to take this straight up or not. I think I might take an over-under.
That's I would probably take the, they're predicting the high score, right? Like a shootout 50?
Well, you know, 60? They kind of, but everybody's, you know, I mean, Kansas City's pretty tough to stop. I mean, offensively, they're going to score points.
Yeah. I don't know. I love the Super Bowl. So
I do too, but it's just, it's almost like Christmas. It's like after it's over, you wait, you wait, you wait, you wait, it's so excited, and then it's over, it's like, oh.
I know, the gifts are open.
No, no. Oh.
Yeah, I agree. So
now we got to sit around and talk.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get away. But yeah. Yes, and that's coming up now. Before our show, I don't know what time, what does that farm show come on, Todd? 4:35?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Yep. So I was listening to that this morning. What did the lady, they had this farmer on there. Well, he's not a farmer guy. He's like a poultry guy.
I'd like to be a hobby farmer.
That's a cool thing.
I know. We're going to have that up at the at our place.
At M&M.
Or off the grill. Yeah.
Yep. You, hobby farms. So when you buy your place.
Off the grill. It would be off the grill.
It would be off the grill. But, but when you buy.
That'd be a great name for it.
I know.
Really.
Off the grill.
Yeah.
That's a good restaurant name.
Thank you.
Oh, why? My God.
You want it on the grill. You want it off the grill.
What no, because it's like hot off the grill.
Oh, that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
A little early.
Todd.
Okay. But
we're on to something here.
To those of you who maybe are just today, at the M&M, which is going to be a land development project in Nugani, you're going to have, it's just, you're off the grid. It's not off the grill. We're going to be off the grid up there. The garden that you're talking about, we will have a, you know, a large garden and everybody gets a section.
Okay.
And then you go and you, whatever, 20 by 20, maybe it won't be even that big. And then you can grow your own.
Okay.
And there's no limits on what you can grow, because, or you can you can grow maybe carrots and then you can trade it with the guy growing weed, or vice versa.
What? I in no way, shape, or form am advocating weed in any capacity
but it's
whatsoever.
Legal. It's legal up there.
Well, whatever. But you keep talking about it like
that's the, why that's part of our marketing.
Oh my gosh,
John, our marketing up there
just
is
say no.
Golf
just
carts. Okay.
Say no.
Okay, Nancy.
Todd,
what did you just say?
I called me a Nancy. am I the first singer of a Nancy in America?
Nancy Reagan.
Oh, Jesus, I thought you meant when somebody's 6'17", like whatever.
That's Karen.
Oh, Karen, you're right.
Okay.
Karen, jeez, Nancy, pretty much the same. All okay. Right.
Anyway, sorry. Back to where, wow, before I was rudely interrupted.
Okay, Todd, can I interrupt you one quick second? Todd, I didn't bring my computer down.
Yeah.
Do you have a copy of our Uper trivia questions?
Yeah, someplace.
Kevin Borseth is coming out at 6:35.
Okay.
Head basketball coach, head women's coach, GB. Today is National Women and Girls Day in Sports, so very apropos to have Kevin on. And we're going to have him play Uper trivia.
All right.
Well, he'll probably do pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he.
So if
he
you can dig those up, Todd, that'd be awesome.
I might. Okay.
Great. All right. That'll be fun.
Back to the chicken wings.
Yes.
So this poultry guy's on. Did you hear, like, what is it, 1.1 billion wings the United States is going to eat for the Super Bowl? Like, every man, woman, and child, and what is there, 340, 350 million people, like an allotment of 4 or 5 chicken wings. And is that crazy?
You know what, though? I'm not. You know what? I've actually had people criticize me when I've been at restaurants eating wings. They say I don't eat wings, or I leave way too much chicken. Some people could just.
Oh, man.
It's like incredible. They put it in their mouth, and it's just.
Then it comes out, shiny bone.
Yes. Yeah. And people look at me out there and say, why'd you leave so much meat on?
I've seen that guy.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I love them. I love wings. Kind of like crab legs. It's not always worth the effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but if you're alone.
If you're lonely.
Dig in.
You know what I love? I love thighs. I love chicken thighs.
Yeah,
I'll eat them
good.
All day
yeah,
long. All
good.
Right, we got a big all show right. Coming up. Pete Doherty, Kevin Borseth, Dr. Kristen, Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Minor the Bear here on a Wednesday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. We've got Kevin Borseth coming on in about 10 minutes. We're going to do a little Youper trivia with him. Also talk about National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Also talk about a big night that the UWGB women are going to have as far as Salute to Veterans Day. Right. So a lot of stuff going on. One of the things I went, you know, we talked yesterday a little bit about Toby Keith, and I put a thing on my Facebook about it, about one of the things that he visited our troops at Camp Navistar in Kuwait, right in the Iraq-Kuwait border. And that was our local troops. That was the 432nd that was visiting them at the time. So that's pretty cool. Or was it in Baghdad? One of the two places.
We had troops, local guys.
But I know our local troops sucked, Kuwait. Toby Keith.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Camp Navistar.
All right. He was, because I went out.
But then they were also at Camp Liberty by Baghdad.
No. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What a great, I don't know. I'm not the biggest country guy in the world, but I've been reading more about him. What a terrific person.
Yeah.
A good, hardworking.
Well, he was very old school. A lot of people didn't like him because, you know, he and the Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks, I love the Dixie Chicks. Oh, my God. I love the Dixie Chicks. Yeah. But anyway, they had that big, huge thing, and he came off a little...
Trumungeon?
Something. You know what I mean? I just really liked him a lot. I loved his music. I had every CD. I remember, you know what's so funny is we talk about, now it's earbuds, right? I mean, that's the big thing now when you're working out and everything. Do you remember the Walkman, which would play the cassettes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so those were awesome. If you're running, because I used to run a lot back then, you know, jog a lot. And so those were so easy to just carry in your hand.
Right.
Okay? Then they came out with what they said was going to be the portable CD things. But they're the size of like a plate.
Well, that's because it's a little bigger than a CD. Right, right.
But they said, these are mobile. You can attach them to your waist when you run. It was like running with a hubcap attached to your belt. That was the most terrible thing to try to go running with. It was and then if you did have it on your hip or whatever, it would skip a lot. So you'd have to run. Oh. So I can visualize myself listening to Toby Keith, Who's Your Daddy, and carrying that thing like I'm carrying a dessert plate running down the street. That was the worst thing to have for running.
That's why you gave it up.
That's why I gave it up.
Okay.
That is.
I mean, this guy, I love, you know, the entrepreneur and success stories of people, but, you know, we talked about him. He was working the oil fields.
Yeah, worked in the oil derrick. His dad worked in the oil fields.
And you know what he ended up, isn't that worth?
Well, but I still think it's amazing. I love this story, and I've actually related this story sometimes when I've had to speak to classes about, you know, not quitting or whatever.
There's a guy.
And he talks about when he went in to meet with that one record company, one of the first ones, and he presented three songs to them, and one was Should Have Been a Cowboy.
Yeah.
And I forget what the other two were, but, like, all three went to number one, and the guy basically laughed him out of his office.
Yep. You don't have it, kid.
You don't have it. No, sorry. Thanks anyway. Yeah.
I think he showed him, his net worth in 2023 was $400 million.
Wow.
That's real money.
That's serious money.
That's awesome.
That's more than you walked out of the city with, right? Or no.
Or no.
That is just, I just think that's great. And you're right. He had his critics, but that's okay. That's when you persevere.
Well, he was who he was.
Right.
I will say this. You don't find many people doing that anymore because they don't want to rock the boat. They want to be too, you know, politically correct or whatever, whatever.
Yeah,
so,
no, that was not in his
things.
Anyway, we're going to miss him. He was just terrific. So, anyway.
Also, Garth Brooks is 62 today. I used to like Garth Brooks. He got a little something.
Oh, no, he's awesome.
Okay.
Come on. Let's not just gloss over Garth Brooks. That guy... Like ballads, he's great. Why don't you like him?
I like him. I
too squishy.
Something.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. A little cheesy kind of something.
Yeah. plays to the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember...
Yeah.
Like in the early, late 90s, he came out with a CD and he played the part of
Chris Gaines. So bizarre.
That's when I was like, what's going on here?
So bizarre.
But he and his wife, just great people, right?
Yeah.
I like both of them.
I like her cooking show.
I really like
stuff.
That.
So. We've actually made some stuff from that show.
Sometimes I think the sweet
potato,
like
the sweet potato pie type thing she does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one. Trisha Yearwood.
Yep. Yeah. I always say, because I do a country show every day, and she would be my wife if he didn't get his hands on her. I would have married that right now.
Okay. I think Todd's got some issues.
What? Wow. What's wrong with
Todd? After the show, we're just going to sit and
instead
talk.
Of getting these.
I sit there and
right.
think of her.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I didn't
she
say
was
that.
My wife. And I then, get and, up early.
And then.
Yeah, but four and so watch her show.
Todd's got that obsession. I've got plenty of you know, I've got this addictive personality. But you get a little bit of an anger management issue.
I
think instead of bringing MDs on, which we do with Dr. Kristen, and let's bring a shrink in.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Are you sure you want that, Jim?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because I don't know that he'll be focusing on John or me. You know?
Maybe you're right. Let's pass on that. That was a dumb idea.
Todd.
Who came up with
that
idea?
Todd.
Let's discount that.
Yeah, we're going to do 500 passes. We've never made them before, but we make 500 in one day.
And while we're doing it, we're going to drop down some ping pong balls.
We're going to drop ping pong balls. It's going to be like Milton's going to be there.
All right.
Also, Ashton Kutcher. I met Ashton Kutcher. He was here for a Packer game.
He was. He
Remember
was
that?
Sat outside. It was just,
he was great. We did a thing at the bar with him, me and Murphy, and his girlfriend at the time, who passed away.
Yeah,
cute girl. I can't remember her name.
I thought he was
an actress. I did too. I would have thought he was a lot older than 40. Is that 46 or 48?
46. It was great, and he, you know, he sent the thing that, you know, I'm going to be in.
Yeah,
but he didn't have like this entourage around.
No, it was he girlfriend. And I were up in the balcony at the bar. Like talking to people and throwing out gift certificates or CDs or I don't know, something, something. He was great. Had some beers and just, he was as normal of a guy as you've ever seen.
So, that's cool.
Chris Rock, boy, I'm not sure he's ever recovered from the, what do you think? I don't think he has. Do you, Todd? You're more into that than I am.
The whole slap?
Yeah.
I think he laid low for a while. And then when he finally started talking about it, I think he got a lot of attention, but, that's one of those things you're either for Will Smith and you understand why Will did his thing or you're for Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that just
But it seems like it did something to his career, not in a positive way.
What I was going to say is that's not going to go away.
No.
It just got way too much ink and it just
was weird.
It was weird. That's I mean, it was an assault on National 10 Worldwide TV,
And we just sat there and kept just watching the award show.
And then Will Smith just goes, sits back, and then gets the award. That was just incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
One of the craziest things I've ever seen
that
on TV.
Was, that
Ever. Yeah. Anyway. Matthew Stafford, 36 years old. James Spader, 64. I always thought James Spader as an actor was a little weird. I always thought he played weird characters, and I don't think he was too far removed from those characters.
Creepy. Persona.
Yes.
Creepy.
Don't you feel that way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know him, but yeah.
Yeah. He was just always creepy.
What did he play that I
remember? There was one movie where he's this really creepy guy, a younger guy, years ago, Todd. I can't remember the name of it. It's like a one-word title for the movie.
I mean, he was in tons of movies back in the 80s, Pretty in Pink and St. Elmo's Fire. He was on Boston Legal for several.
Oh, that was big with William Shatner.
Yep.
He was in St. Elmo's Fire?
He was.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. 64.
Young guy. 64.
Yeah, cool.
See where Demi Moore, she was on a show the other day. She's 60, turned 60. Still looks great.
Yep. Well, you need surgery. Surgery will do that for you.
I know. I need some surgery.
She was in Green Bay, right? Didn't she run the Bellin? Was that her that came?
No.
That,
no. No, or what? No, I don't know. Demi Moore ran the Bellin?
Remember we had that?
I'll look that up.
The year we had 18,000 runners, and she... Maybe it wasn't her. Anyway, we got to get back. Somebody ran the Bellin that was more famous than John Minow.
I don't think so. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Kevin Morrisseth coming up soon. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate.
finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Well, Wisconsin agriculture is all in on your Super Bowl celebrations. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. Starting to pull your ingredients together for the big Super Bowl party? Don't overlook Wisconsin potatoes. That's the advice of our own Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow. She's traversing the state making sure that people know baby red potatoes are a great option for Super Bowl celebrating.
Cheesy chili stuffed baby red potato bites. What you do is you have some baby red potatoes and you boil them for about 20 minutes or so. And then you scoop out the top half of that potato. You then stuff a mixture of cream cheese and chili into those potatoes, sprinkle the top with some shredded Wisconsin cheddar cheese or any cheese of your choosing, and then you put this concoction into the oven. After you have baked it in the oven to the point of that cheese being golden brown, you have a delicious way to enjoy Wisconsin potatoes.
Ashley Hagenow, she is our current Alice in Dairyland. If you're looking for the recipe for your Super Bowl celebration or anytime, you'll find them at eatwisconsinpotatoes.com. By the way, the Wisconsin potato and vegetable growers are gathered for their winter conference in Stevens Point this week.
Attention farmers and contractors. It's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction, closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up Seed Treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up Seed Treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And if you swing on over to MidwestFarmReport.com today, you'll find out about a new bill in Congress that's designed to support domestic hardwood products. Obviously, Wisconsin manufacturers are following the bill and hope it will pass. We've got a conversation with Kretz Lumber Company President Troy Brown out of Anago talking about how the industry has a problem reaching consumers with these messages. He says that this bill would help resolve the disconnect by spotlighting the benefits of real hardwood. Story available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
More fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day today. Our high 43 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to 37 tomorrow. Light rain, but mild. 51 will be our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a Wednesday morning. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. Family owned since 2008, commercial and residential restoration. They'll be there in an hour or less. They'll not only help you with your current sewer backup, sump pump failure, water damage, mold, fire, whatever it is, whatever happens, they will be there. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you're in that situation, this is the only number you have to call. 920-MIDWEST. 920-MIDWEST. Coin Ryan, the entire gang over there. You won't believe how over and above they will go to make your place better. Midwest Restoration, give them a call. As we're talking earlier today is National Girls and Women in Sports Day. And we were saying that in our era, we were in high school when women's sports even first became a thing. And joining us right now, one of the most prestigious basketball coaches in the entire Midwest, if not the nation, head coach of your UW Green Bay Women's Phoenix, Kevin Borseth. Coach Borseth, good morning.
Good morning, Mino. Jim Schmidt, the mayor?
Yeah, I'm here too with Johnny. So I just, before we get it.
Can you get words in? That's the question.
No, I don't. I'm just here taking notes. I take notes.
Oh, he's a politician.
I get him coffee, yeah. whatever. He's a little bit of a diva, but to you, this National Girls and Women's Sports Day, I mean, do you celebrate that?
Well, I guess I didn't realize that was it, but I do certainly celebrate the fact that, you know, when I grew up as a kid, there was no really weren't girls in sports. And I think it was when I got into college and it became prevalent, obviously with Title IX. And of course, now it's kind of exploded on the scene and girls are getting opportunities all over the place. So it's great to see.
And thanks a lot to you. I mean, you've really elevated that in this community. And Johnny and I were talking about it. I had six sisters, John, and they just didn't have that opportunity. And, you know, that was
cheerleading was the only thing, hey, Coach?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there wasn't a lot.
No. So it's great.
It's exploded. The landscape has exploded. And tell you what, women's sports is fun to watch. There's some very talented young ladies out there, and that provides opportunities for everybody, and I'm glad to be a part of that.
I've never seen anything like Caitlin Clark. I've never seen anything like that.
No, Pete Maravich.
Yeah, Pete Maravich would be the closest thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's generational. I got a chance to watch her last year in the semifinals. One of my former assistants at Michigan's an assistant there, so I went down and watched the semifinal game down there, but I mean, she's just exploded this year beyond belief. I mean, every game is sold out. I don't know why the games aren't on national TV because I can't think of anybody really in sports
that's
not aware of Caitlin Clark wouldn't want to watch her play because it's just an amazing thing. The kid is just phenomenal.
That'd be must-see TV if Caitlin Clark was on national TV. I don't care what else was on. I would watch that.
Yes. She's remarkable. And the stuff that she does and the areas that she shoots from and the passes that she makes and the things she's doing for her team and for women's sports is just absolutely astounding. And she's handling herself in a very professional way to go along with that. Really enjoys the game, having fun. Teammates like her. There's a lot of smiley faces around us. So it's really good for the sport.
Well, you guys got a game coming up this week, and you're doing something pretty special in honoring veterans.
We are. Honoring military veterans on Thursday at our game against Northern Kentucky. And, yeah, it's probably kind of a cool thing.
The Norsemen of Northern Kentucky.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Northern Kentucky. Yes. Highland Heights, Kentucky, right next to Cincinnati. I got to tell you this: we were down there a couple of years ago at the playing them, and they had a day off in between on a Friday, sitting in a motel at the Holiday Inn. Who's sitting there but Pete Rose?
Oh.
So we sat down and chatted with Pete Rose for 45 minutes.
No kidding. How was that?
Where the guy? The Holiday Inn. In Cincinnati, Ohio, which is right next to Highland Heights, Kentucky. Pretty amazing.
But, oh, that's cool. Yeah. That had to be an interesting conversation.
That was interesting. Yeah, you could ask him a lot of questions, and he was all by himself. It was the most amazing thing. Somebody said, hey, that's Pete Rose over there. I said, it is.
That's
and
cool.
We sat down and chatted with him for 45 minutes. It's pretty amazing. But at any rate,
awesome.
Yeah, Thursday's big game, Veterans Appreciation Day. And, come on out and honor the veterans, see some good basketball. Game starts at 7 o'clock. Could be fun.
Awesome. Well, Kevin, we had a big contest here a week or so ago. We had a gentleman from Norway who is the Green Bay City
engineer. He would be our director of public works. Steve Grenier grew up in Norway, Michigan Tech,
Michigan
grew
Tech.
Up in Norway,
yeah.
Eagle Scout. Just a good product of.
And then the other lady we had, she's with the Chamber of Commerce from Appleton. She's from Ishpeming.
And
was that Todd?
Laura Wiegert.
Laura Wiegert.
Laura Wiegert. both love their hometowns.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the whole community.
The whole community. And they knew pretty much about it.
So what did we play, Todd?
Jeopardy.
We played Jeopardy. Okay, just like Jeopardy, but Jeopardy. All right.
And, okay, why not?
And the the winner got, what was their main prize, Todd?
They got the golden pasty.
The golden pasty
so
trophy.
We made a pasty out of plaster Paris and then spray painted it gold.
It's really cool.
So that was that's a traveling trophy, Coach.
So Kevin Barson, we're gonna see how you would do on Youper trivia, okay?
We're gonna ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Ready? First one's gonna be really easy for you. If you went outside and looked to the skies chanting for snow, who'd you be praying to?
If I was outside, I know the snow gods.
Yeah, what was the snow god's name? Finlander name?
Oh, Henki, what's his name? Henki Luuta.
Yes, Henki Luuta.
All right, yes. Coach.
Henki Luuta, yeah.
Actually, you were one of the questions, and they did not get this right. From what four-year college did UW Green Bay women's coach Kevin Borseth graduate from? Everybody said Northern or Tech, or they both said Northern or Tech. Yes.
No, not NMU, not Tech. No, I wasn't smart enough for Tech. I went to Lake State.
What high school's nickname is the Nimrods?
Water's Meat.
Name the tourist town named after a major holiday.
Name the what?
A tourist type town named after a major holiday.
A tourist town.
Yes.
So you got a town up there that's named after a holiday.
Mm-hmm. It's by Munising.
Oh, Christmas.
There you go. Yes. There you go. Yep. In the movie Escanab in the Moonlight, why was the main character humiliated in his hometown?
You know, I got to tell you what. I actually saw that live by Jeff Daniels down there living in Ann Arbor.
Yeah?
In his little, at the Pink Palace, whatever they call it. I don't remember much about the movie at all, so I can't answer that one.
He never shot a buck.
Oh, okay.
How long is the Mackinac Bridge?
Ooh, 5 miles.
Very good.
That's awesome.
What is the Finnish word that symbolizes courage and determination?
Sisu.
Very good.
I thought Borsight. Okay.
What is the game often played by first and second generation Italians?
Oh, bocce ball.
Bocce ball is correct. What is a vacation-type building located in wooded areas and often on bodies of water called?
What is a vacation-type building?
Mm-hmm. That you'd go to on weekends or whatever?
Your camp or your cottage?
Well, camp. Only camp. Come on, let's be honest, Coach. It's only a camp up there.
Oh, man.
It's a camp, yeah.
It's a camp. What is the longest stretch of road in the UP that does not have a curve or a hill?
Steeny stretch.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
I
just can't believe you guys get all these right.
I'm telling you, that's just the way it's...
you had to do this to get out of high school or something? I mean, I can't believe you guys get like one wrong out of 30.
What lives below the Mackinac Bridge?
Trolls.
Absolutely correct. Legendary basketball coach Tom Izzo had his first head coaching job at what high school?
Ishpeming.
Absolutely correct. At the UP Regional Basketball Competition at Hedgecock Fieldhouse in 1972, a record 43 points was scored by a player from what high school?
Norway.
Tell him why you know that question.
I was on the other team.
Playing defense.
He was guarding him.
Wow.
Very nicely done, Coach.
You ran the table.
That was very nicely done. Great. Yes. Yeah. The only one I didn't get to was, what are the two most debatable items in a pasty?
Carrots and baggies, probably.
Well, it's onions and baggies. Onions and rutabagas.
What? No.
Yes.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. It's scientifically proven.
I would think carrots and baggies.
You're probably right. Mine don't came up with the questions and answers, by the way, so.
Yeah.
You did great.
Nicely done, Coach.
You beat our other two contestants,
yes.
Right? Because I think they had a couple more wrong.
Very nicely done.
Yeah. One thing
I'll tell you what. Youpers, we're a cult up there, I'll tell you.
I guess you are.
Yeah, it's a world amongst itself. A lot of pride for it.
It's kind
of
cool.
And you know what? I saw a map yesterday. Didn't have the UP on it. I mean, I swear to God, did not have the UP on the map.
There's a couple people that don't want us on there, but that's okay. We don't. We're not making any sense.
Yeah, that's fine. We're doing it. We're good with that.
906, McPhee. 906.
906. I'm going to get that tattoo in my neck. I think it'll be awesome. I'm telling you, it'll be awesome. Well, Coach, I just want to say good luck playing good. I know you had a tough one against Cleveland State, which is really tough again this year, huh?
Yeah, they are. They shot. They were 15 for 23 from the arc, played extremely well, but at the end of the third quarter, even as well as they were shooting, we were still in the game, and we just didn't play as well as we probably were capable to on the offensive end of the court. But still got an exciting team, got an exciting season, so hopefully we get more people to come out and join us. We've had a pretty good crowd this year, but Military Appreciation Day brings up a special day, obviously, for those veterans that have served our country, and to be able to honor them on Thursday is going to be a real special thing. So come on out and join us.
Yeah, and kudos to the whole university. They've done a good job.
They've been fantastic at honoring vets. No question about it.
You and I both.
Elena and the whole gang out there have been awesome.
And that's great you're doing that, and I'm sure you'll come up with a victory too. Just thanks for all you're doing. And I don't want to leave without mentioning again that today, how special today is, that it's the Girls and Women's in Sports Day. And, you know, when you think of that, we talked about some great athletes, but, you know, I got to believe you would come to mind when people talk about, you know, why girls and women's in sports is so successful. You've given your life to that, and, you know,
I think
the committee's better.
Kevin, I think the best part in some ways for you is you got to be so proud of some of your former players, like the young lady at Notre Dame Academy. Isn't that amazing what Sarah's done?
Yes. Yeah, I've got quite a few players that are either playing overseas or coaching currently. Obviously, Sarah over at Notre Dame Academy, Don Plitzewaits at the University of Minnesota. Mike Williams is at Grand Valley State University right now. He's the number one team in the country in Division II. So I've had a lot of players and coaches that I've had a privilege to work with over the course of time. I've been a small part. Played a small part into Women in Sports Day. So it's been pretty cool to do that. Never thought I would have done that coming out of high school, but 40-some years later, I'm still doing it.
Okay, one last quick question. Tell again the story about how you got kicked out of your last high school football game.
Fritz Wilson threw me out.
Yeah. Legendary referee.
Yeah, Fritz. Fritz reminds me that every time I see him. I threw you out of the game, he said. You were punching somebody.
Yeah, who did you punch?
Well, you know, back in the day, you're on the bottom of the pile. You got to get a little needle in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. No question. Love it. Coach Borsett, thank you so very much. Always a pleasure having you on, man. Best of luck Thursday night. That's great what you guys are doing.
Enjoy the day.
Right. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Coach. Take care. Kevin Borsett, UW Green Bay women's basketball coach, one of the all-time great guys, joining us right there.
That's funny that he mentioned he would have never imagined doing this.
Well, they didn't exist.
Right.
Jobs like that didn't exist.
40 years
It was
later.
Almost always the women's phi ed teacher that was like the first basketball and track coaches. I remember it plain as day. I can't think of her name now.
Why wasn't it Mrs.
Well, I don't know. She just never found the right guy. I'm just saying it's like that's how it always was back then. It was like the phi ed teachers were the... You know,
I can picture the reason I'm laughing. I can picture that. You're 100% right on that.
Yeah.
And it just took a different culture to elevate that sport. And it's
well, it
like
took
Kevin.
those girls that were first, like one of the first great women basketball players collegiately in the country was Kim Mularkey, who's the head coach at LSU, which won the national championship last year. She played at Louisiana Tech, and she was like the first marquee women's collegiate basketball players in the country. Her and what was the other girl from out east? She like got drafted into the NBA. I mean, they knew she was going to make it. It was kind of a gimmicky thing, but she was. Oh, and I can't think of her name. But Ann Myers was also another one. Her brother. She was interesting. When I did the UW Green Bay against University of California NCAA game in Ogden, Utah, in '94. Okay, she was doing the game for CBS, and she had just become a widow. Okay, her husband had been Don Drysdale, the legendary baseball pitcher for the Dodgers. That would have been her husband. He died of a heart attack. They had a restaurant in Hawaii, right in Maui.
What? Did you get out there and talk to her?
I was at his bar. Yes.
I bet you were.
Oh, my God. All right, we got to set a quick break. We got Pete Doherty, a Packer beat writer, coming up. We got Dr. Kristen coming up. We got a full show today, folks. Stay with us. Mano in the Mirror, back after this. Boys upstairs when I heard about the whole affair. I said, whoa, no.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the Talk of Green Bay.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app, 31 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 31 in Oshkosh. Going to get up to how warm today? Like 40s?
I thought he said 48.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah.
I'm going to go walking. I'm going to do some power walking today.
There you go.
I'm going to do that one.
Did you put those little pink weights in your hands?
Yep.
That weigh like...
Yep.
4 ounces.
Now, good, John. Yep. Did you go to your session this week, Jim?
I'm 10 o'clock today.
Today?
Oh, I thought it was
today.
Yesterday.
No, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Oh, okay.
But I've been not well.
How's it going?
It's slow.
Okay.
And I think you sent Spencer a text, or you're going to, because
he's come in here. Yeah.
Oh, yep. He's coming in next week.
I believe Monday. Yeah. Monday.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that might be a little early.
Nope. Nope. Perfect
Monday's
timing.
Monday's fine. Yeah. Monday's a good day for it. Yeah. Clear the schedule for Monday. We want to see you do those, what was it, lunges that you couldn't do without falling over?
I still can't. John, I got a long ways to go. But I did make a commitment financially. I don't know if I'm going to adhere to it. But
how's our bet going?
What's ours? No.
You know, with our scale here, the $100 bet.
Yeah, what was that?
Whoever lost the most weight in a certain amount of time, and you kept extending the deadline.
Okay, it's still out there.
Until he loses 20 pounds. I gave him silver. Hit the deadline. Let's go.
Then I'll call you.
Win.
Yeah, we do have that lingering out there. I forgot what the drop dead date is on that. But
So you're doing it
today.
Western Racket?
Yes. Okay. I go to Western. Spencer's my man.
All right.
So it's supposed to be an hour three times a week, but that's been tough on me.
Okay. Do they have big pickleball out there? Do they play a lot of pickleball? The reason I'm saying that, I was watching an NBA game the other night, and they were talking about, I don't know if it was Mark Jackson or one of their big announcers tore his Achilles playing pickleball.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is the thing, though. So
I know, right?
That's not my thing, but it is the thing. So, no, I think
we should do that this spring.
No.
Yeah, we're doing it.
John, I do everything I can to
We're
going to
put
lunge.
On our own pickleball tournament. What? The Mind of the Mayor pickleball tournament. You and Todd?
Todd, we got a number of the things on the plate. Slow down with this. And the other thing you got to be careful of, Johnny, the brass is in town today. Civic Media leadership. So they may be listening. So let's not, spend their money without you and I talking about it off air first. Because
you don't come up the wildest. Because I'm sure renting that helicopter is going to be cheap, Jim.
Buying when you drop ping pong balls.
That's going to be big, though.
Yeah.
Cleaning up the city after the drop.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly. Wow. You hear about ducks choking on ping pong
balls. That's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen.
It'll be bad press.
It'll be like George Costanza with the whale that got the golf ball caught in the blowhole. Is there a marine biologist around? The seas were angry that day, my friends. Yeah.
I went the same way.
I think Fox River was angry that day.
I
went out to save a pelican.
I talked.
Ping pong ball. No, watched his gullet.
They just want us to. I went and talked to the city. I got work to do, but we have to
have work
nets
to do, all right.
Around the drainage because we don't want those going out into the water. So that's one thing that I'll have to get somebody to put in charge of the director of drainage.
Mm-hmm. So you got somebody in charge.
We'll get some volunteers for that. That's going to be a big event, you guys.
This reminds me of when Kramer and Seinfeld had that new idea of people making their own pizza, and Jerry's like, so people are going to put them in this, 700-degree oven. It'll all be supervised. I can just see that with Jim. It's all going to be supervised. All the trains are going to be covered. It's going to be great. Yes. I can see it.
I think I have some other ideas we might be able to do instead
okay.
of ping pong.
I think anything would be better.
No, with a pickleball, you and I tearing our Achilles heel.
Anything would be better. Okay. Yes. But you know what we got to start raising funds for?
Yes.
The Veterans Tiny Home campaign.
Yes.
If that clears all the hurdles, we're going to be, because I was talking with the lady the other day about that again, and we're going to get them on the show.
Great people.
Great cause, great thing. I'm 100% behind them.
But they do, before we get ahead of that, there's a number of things out there right now, but you got to work through the municipal part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, and they really do. So they've got a couple, I wouldn't call them hurdles. They just got a couple boxes they need to check. But
well, there's still hurdles.
Are they?
There's hurdles.
Okay, I haven't really. I mean, you got to get
the okay from a lot of different levels.
Yeah, sometimes that's a matter of scheduling. I just think that is such a worthwhile thing. I just can't imagine people are going to raise a lot of objection to that. That we need that in this community. It's been successful in other communities, and we have the market for it. We have veterans in here that need.
No question. No question. No question.
But
so I think it's gonna be great.
Yeah, that's a good. But what I want to get on, and I don't know how long, this is going to go. I mean, we're on tomorrow, too. No, what I want to work on with you guys is that Music Hall of Fame.
I agree with you.
Because we know Mark Scogin.
If you got Mark Scogin behind that, it's going to happen.
And Dennis Peters.
That's going
to
happen.
We just need to get.
And Stretch and that whole gang. You get those guys involved, and Eric Ratzak and the whole bunch. Get them all involved, and it'll happen.
We get someone like Todd or elected to the WAMI board, because we're hosting that here at Epic.
Right.
It's May, right? Is it May?
It is May.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing live broadcasts from this studio for that event.
And oh, awesome.
We're going to get some of the nominees on the show. But there's just not a place to go to and walk around, and we should host that because Green Bay is,
I like the idea. This is one idea you've had that I think is doable.
Well, there's a...
There's a niche for it and whatever.
Right.
I'm with you all the way.
And it's not out there right now.
Yes.
And we can add on as life goes on, but I mean, we just
and it
need
seems
to do...
like it'll be something right up Mark Scogin's alley, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, but there's... And Mark will be
although
a
I still
lead
didn't know
this.
You could go there and eat lunch. I had no idea you could go to the festival.
Festival?
And eat lunch.
Oh, yeah.
How did I not know that? How am I the only person to not know that?
And I think maybe we'll do something if you have lunch. Half of it goes to the WAMI. We'll figure that out. But there's a lot we can do with him, but there's a lot of... Not that there's only one Mark Scogin, but there's a lot of people like Mark Scogin who are in business that love music.
Yes.
Mike Haddad, who owns that building right across the street, was president of Schreiber for years, is an unbelievable bass player.
Okay.
Loves music, and he is really good. So we're going to go talk to him, too.
Okay.
And say, we want to do this in Green
Bay. By the way, other thing, we kind of got on this track yesterday talking about the soups.
Yeah.
So I put a little thing on my Facebook about what's good out there. First one is borscht. What's borscht?
Borscht is some sort of cabbage kind of thing, isn't it? From Russia?
Sounds like a Russian thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Hungarian? Hungarian,
well,
maybe?
Todd's usually right, so let's get
maybe it. Hungarian.
Could be a Hungarian.
Alaba! Remember Zsa?
No.
Do you remember from Green Acres?
Alaba.
Alaba.
Oh, yeah.
Alaba,
okay. All
honey.
Right.
Alaba, my dear. Yes. Green Acres is the place to be.
Oh, my goodness.
Farm living is a life for me. Remember?
Oh, do I? Yeah. Yes. That is something I watched, Batman and Green Acres.
Oh, you couldn't miss it, Mr. Yeah. Havy.
Yeah, that was a great,
man.
Great show.
Great show.
Yeah.
Petticoat Junction, Green Acres, loved them all.
Yeehaw.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
All right, we got to start a quick break. We got Pete Doherty joining us. We come back. Back up first.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.